Hello and welcome back to Podmas 2024. It is day 14 and I am excited about today's one for no other reason than there was slight drama around this very topic. So today's question is, what's the proper etiquette for quoting or referencing other sources? Now, we do speak about, or rather, I always mention finding inspiration from others is fine, but stealing is an absolute no-no. And with this question, it's very similar because there was a thing on TikTok that happened not too long ago, and it's now a literal court case where a influencer is known for a certain look, and someone else, a former friend of hers, copies everything she does. And when I say copies, I mean the exact outfit, the exact accessories, the exact same pose and style. Every single post she copies and does it her own way and then posts it herself. So the feeds are exactly the same. Everything is the exact same except it's two different people. And the one is suing the other one over this. That begs the question, how do you properly credit people for their inspiration, especially in this digital age? It's happened several times before with other people. There was another incident now around Halloween where one makeup artist was inspired by another. She tagged her, she credited her, yet they still went at each other for lack of referencing. So, how do you do it for podcasting? I would think it's kind of the similar idea to academic referencing, where you'll put like your little footnote and you reference at the end and you use whatever method to, state where it came from, what it says, how you interpreted, all those kinds of things. With podcasting and social media, tagging people is a thing. So you usually do a mention with an at symbol, or, if they have a particular hashtag, you can use that, and then mentioning them or maybe linking to this person's website or social media, however, to get people directly from your site to theirs is the generally accepted thing to do. I don't do it much. But if I am referencing a book or something, I will leave the title, the author, all those types of things in descriptions. And when it comes to the video version of the podcast, I'll actually stick up an actual image of the book. Just so that people can know what I'm talking about, I can be like, this is the thing that I'm referring to. It's not my own idea. I didn't do anything. Doing those things cover you. There are people who take quotes and don't credit their sources properly, and that I feel is very wrong, especially with Google. You can just check it out there and find who actually said it. It's fine. It's not the end of the earth. So I think referencing and giving credit where credit is due is a very important thing to do, especially in this age where people will cancel you for anything and everything. So take care to make sure to reference properly. The general etiquette is give credit where credit is due. Mention them in the description and put their details there. I know you can do that on almost every social media platform. You can just tag that person, put a hashtag. Do the at, as I said, mention them and give them credit, especially if they've inspired you to do something. Make sure to reference them, make sure to be specific and let them know, especially because people are very quick to jump on a bandwagon and start a fight that they aren't even involved in. So do what you need to do, cover your bases, don't start beef online, and just give. Be respectful to other people online. It's baffling to me that people don't do that. So I'm gonna leave that argument for another day and end it there. But yeah, I'm gonna see you tomorrow, and I hope you have a good day. Bye.